Britain's Prince Harry is in Australia to open the fourth ever Invictus Games. The international competition is for military members and veterans wounded in battle. Prince Harry, also known as the Duke of Sussex, helped start the event in 2014 after attending a similar competition for wounded veterans in the United States. The prince himself served in the British Armed Forces for 10 years. The Duchess of Sussex and Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, is also in Australia. The two are making their first royal tour with great media attention. They announced Monday they are expecting their first child. Invictus means undefeated in Latin. The games bring together more than 500 competitors from 18 countries, including Afghanistan, France, Iraq, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Earlier Invictus Games were held in England, the United States, and Canada. After arriving in Australia, the prince thanked the Australian government for holding the event. Australia is, of course, home to some of the world's best sporting talent. But what you are about to see during these Invictus Games will be a demonstration of the power of sport to change lives, he said. Former Australian military officer Gary Robinson was in a Black Hawk helicopter when it crashed in enemy territory in 2010 in Afghanistan. He suffered a brain and back injury. He also lost part of his left leg. Now he is getting ready to compete in his fourth Invictus Games. He will compete in the sports of cycling, archery, and swimming. "I am very honored," Robinson said. "Invictus saved my life." Amazon recently announced it would become an official supporter of the 2018 Invictus Games, which are being held in Sydney. It also supported the 2017 Invictus Games in Toronto, Canada. Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos said the company is committed to employing veterans. In a statement, Bezos said, "We find that their experience leading people is invaluable in our fast-paced work environment." The Invictus Games run from October 20th through 27th. Many of the events will be held in the same building used for the 2000 Olympics, which were also held in Sydney. I'm Susan Shand.